if you've been in prison, call us. 1-877-764-2535. It's a little research study. We'd like to know what Bill Cosby's about to deal with. He's been moved to the general population unit as he serves 3 to 10 years in prison for sexual assault in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
This is Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Philly fans are bad enough just walking the streets. Now you're going to get the worst ones. These are the Philly fans that Philly said,
right. Hey, you're too
sorry.
Rough.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go. Yeah.
You can't be out here anymore.
Yeah, no, no.
You can't be out with the rest of us scumbags.
Make us all look bad.
Wow. I have no idea what that life is going to be like, especially for a celebrity. Mm. Will a couple people protect him because he has money? Like, hey, Kaz, we'll take care of you, but we're going to need some payments.
Right. Will they get all like buff in prison, like start working out instead of prison
Bill
tattoos?
Cosby?
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
Left in the weights don't know in the weight room and all the thing. Spot me over there. Leo.
And we're gonna have the debut of Bill Cosby and the Cell Block Kids.
Nah, gonna do some more time. Hey. Nah, gonna do some more time. Hey. That's Bill Cosby coming at your laughter and fun. If you're not careful, I'll stab you.
Shank you.
I'll shank you before it's done.
Don't steal his pudding, though. Might be something in there.
Hey!
Fat Albert. That cartoon was genius.
It was.
It couldn't play now. It's considered racist.
Right.
It's weird. It was made by a black man.
Yeah.
But it's racist.
Exactly.
Chaz and AJ.
That's good. How y'all doing?
Yeah,
okay,
we're good.
What do you want to know about jail? I was there for a long time.
How long were you there?
17 years.
That is a long, long time.
That's a long
was
time.
That your sentence? Did you serve it out completely, or you got off for good behavior?
I got conditional release.
Huh. What does that mean?
Okay, you have a minimum date, a conditional release date, and then you get a max date. It's like a 3-term. If you take like 5 to 15, you do 10 years. The middle.
Oh, okay. So you were in the middle.
So I was in the middle, yes.
May I ask what happened? How you ended up in there?
I was stupid and I was following my family and I accidentally killed someone.
Oh.
Oh.
Now, when you say accidentally, is that like air quotes?
No. He died of lead poisoning.
Oh, lead poisoning. Gotcha.
Oh.
With inflicted lead poisoning?
So you thought it was an intruder?
No. No, he wasn't an intruder. He just didn't need to be on the earth anymore.
Gotcha.
Oh. Yeah, I know people like that.
Exactly. There are folks like that.
Yeah.
There's people I wish they moved to another
Bill
state.
What Bill Cosby has coming to him,
yes.
More likely, is he's going to be paying extortion fees to stay alive. Because what's going to wind up happening is in jail, rapists don't really go handled too well. Even the correction officers don't like them.
Oh.
So they turn their backs and say, oh, I don't care if you're a stupid celebrity. Doesn't make a difference to me.
Gotcha.
Do you think there might be different orders to these corrections officers? Like, we can't have Cosby getting beaten.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because look, let's think about it, because I'm from New York, and I know you're from New York, and I know you know the guy that killed John Lennon. I've seen him in there. He was in there.
Really?
Yeah, what's his name, Berkowitz?
No, Mark David Chapman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Berkowitz was the other guy.
Son of Sam, yeah.
Yeah. You were in the same place as him?
Yeah, in Attica Correctional Facility.
Attica.
He's in what they call protective custody, but he's in administrative protective custody. And more than likely, Cosby will wind up in administrative custody.
All right, so he was 4 months in special housing.
Yep.
And now they're just releasing him into the general population. Now,
he's in some serious trouble because he's going to wind up being there for a few minutes and they're going to wind up staying in administrative protective custody. It saves them. He don't get beat up and he don't get killed because it's going to wind up happening because it's a rape case.
Gotcha.
It's interesting that the men in the prison have a code of conduct. Now, it's rape and child abuse, right?
Rape, molestation, and forget about it. You'll become somebody's, excuse the language, a little bee.
Yeah, no, I got you. So you molest a child. That's the worst thing. You're going to be treated the worst. You're at the bottom of the pecking order.
You're below a snake.
Gotcha.
Ooh.
Masked up to be below a snake.
And that's with everyone?
That's with child molestation, rape, all that.
Right. But, I mean, everybody will treat you horribly.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Forget it. Even the homosexuals will be like, trying to take advantage of you.
Yeah, yeah, everybody. Right.
Is Pam there?
Hey.
Hey, I want to say thank you to you.
For
many good memories.
Conjugal visit?
Shh, that's a secret.
No, she actually, because of her, I went and bought the MyPillow, and it actually helped my neck very well.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
see?
Good.
Oh.
Would you say it's better than a prison pillow?
Yes, most likely. Most definitely, because half the time they take that from you.
I got you.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta when you walk in there, you gotta learn to fight. If you don't know how to fight, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Damn. So
especially me, because fortunately I had to fight a whole lot because I was 18 years old and I had blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh no.
Oh pretty.
Oh.
Thank you.
Damn, but, were you ever raped?
They look at little blonde haired boys as fresh meat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they find out fresh meat like through show you how your insides look.
Were you ever, so obviously you were attacked, but were you ever raped?
No.
Good.
No, they try. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah,
they
no.
Try,
I,
not for lack of trying, yeah.
I put well. That together, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
you're
one
saying...
one good, try something with me. And I thought he was hungry, so I fed him a can of chili.
Gotcha.
Now, when you say...
Wait.
He gave him the whole can of chili.
Yeah.
Did you feed it to him?
The whole can. Yeah, the
chili.
Entire can.
This guy's badass.
Yeah, usually they open it first, but not this case. He just gave it to a mainline.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was so hungry that I fed him the whole can of chili. I just forgot I didn't have a can opener, so I tried feeding to it. So.
Exactly. Right.
Just trying to help him.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, they call it force feeding.
I was helping.
Yeah. You right. were, man. You were doing a good job. Thank you for that.
You're a good man.
Yes.
All right, so Cosby...
He was hungry.
Cosby.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Cosby. He's going to have a bad time.
So now since 2002.
I like how there's this unwritten
right.
code of ethics
yeah.
among people who are locked up.
If you had a broken taillight, once forget about it.
I don't mean to make light of it.
No.
And I'm not. I'm just, it's this is intriguing.
Did you read the news out here?
What's that?
In Long Island, some guy just went to jail for raping another guy in New York.
Okay.
Well, that is still rape.
Yeah, it
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Again, like I said, there's a different scenario in rape. When that guy goes to jail, he's not going to get pounded. He's not going to get, you know, he's not going to be on the lowest part of the totem pole.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Gotcha.
He'll actually be sought out.
Yes, he'll be sought out and be like, oh, so it happened. So you're okay. You're so have a nice day.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see anyone in prison get murdered?
Oh, no question about that. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
How often would that happen?
Okay. It happens a lot. There was one incident in Attica. I don't know if I should say it, but one of these guys, this kid was getting ready to go home, literally go home. He had like 2 weeks to go home. He picked up a Latin King's army coat and took it and went inside with it. They figured out who had his coat. They told the guy, listen, we know you're going home in 2 weeks. Just bring the coat back out where it belongs and put it on the table and walk away. Go home safely. He said, no, I'm wearing this coat home. And he did. He came out that night. He wore that coat home. He went home 2 weeks early.
Gotcha.
But he wore a coat home.
Gotcha. Just give the coat back.
Mm.
He had his out right there.
Seems like he should have known better.
Yeah, he had his out right there. They gave him a chance.
They were nice enough to give him a little warning.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, yeah.
Just give the coat back.
Yeah, pay heed.
Because he's going home. I'm like, nobody really wants to be in there. Who wants to be in Attica?
If you're in Attica, you should know not to mess with a Latin King's jacket.
Right.
That would be simple math.
No, honestly, you don't mess with any... Crew's coat, any crew.
Yeah,
right.
You got the
don't
Latin
touch anything.
King,
right.
You got the Nieta, you got the Colombian, you got the Blood, you got all of them going in there. You got the Crips in there. You got all that going in there.
Yeah. We had a prison guard in here, a retired corrections officer, and he said back in the day when he started, the groups were black, white, Hispanic, and he said now the groups are gangs.
Yeah. Yeah. Every group is a gang.
Yeah.
See, when I was in there, I was head of the Outlaws.
Really?
Yeah, I became head of the Outlaws.
Holy crap. Wow. The head.
Yes.
Damn.
Wow. Meaning that at where I was in the jail, because I was in Fishkill at the time, Fishkill Correctional Facility, nothing went down in my yard without me knowing about it. And that was including the Yeses and the Latin Kings, all of them.
Wow.
Even the Bloods used to come.
You were like the godfather. They had to come and get your blessing before they torqued someone up or did whatever.
My approval.
Wow.
Damn.
How do you get that job?
I don't know. I just fell down on me because everybody else left.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just you just moved up the ranks as people retired out the door. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. They retired by leaving, going home, and I moved up.
Right. What do you do for a living now?
Me, I am an auto mechanic.
Good for you.
And a rear-end differential mechanic.
Nice, man.
Nice. Which is what you tried to avoid in prison.
Right.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, nice talking to you. We'd love to have you in as a guest if you're ever up for that.
But I'm never in Connecticut. I'm all the way out in Long Island, dude.
Right. Oh, okay. I hear you.
All right. Right. Well, listen, why don't you hold on? We'll grab your number. We're talking about Bill Cosby being released into the general population and how it's not going to be great. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Kevin, Long Island.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Kev.
Hey. What's going on? Thank you. And listen to you guys every morning. Good stuff.
Thank you, my brother. You did 3 years for robbery?
I did 3 years for robbery, yes.
What kind of robbery?
Armed robbery.
Armed? Bank or store, armored car, what?
Somebody sold something he wasn't supposed to be selling.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And you thought, why pay for it when I have a gun?
Say that again?
And you thought, why pay for this when I have a gun?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I mean.
Kind of like a drug deal gone south?
Yeah, exactly, okay.
Gotcha, right. All right. So what's it like, and what should Bill Cosby expect?
He's fucked.
Oops. Oh,
he's
can't say that word.
He's screwed. He's screwed.
Kevin said he's effed.
Right.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right. I got a dump button here, so yeah. We took care of it.
Right.
Yeah, me being in New York, like the last caller, upstate, up, you go all the way upstate by Canada, by, I don't know about wherever he is, but.
He was Attica.
He's in Attica?
He was.
Okay, yeah, he's going to have a rough time.
He means Bill Cosby.
Oh, Bill Cosby. No, I doubt Bill Cosby's in Attica.
No. Yeah,
I can't even spell Attica.
No, that's a good point. We don't know where he is, and we don't know. It's going to be based on the particular prison and the conditions there. Where were you, and what was that like?
I was up in a place called Bear Hill, and that's a medium.
Almost security. Sounds like a campground.
Oh, medium security, okay.
Yeah, medium.
Right.
But it's... That's like a war zone out there. Like, it's everybody sleeps in a bunk, like, next to each other. There's no cells. So it's a big open dorm.
Like a boot camp.
So the people who would come in for rape or the rats or the child abuse, all those people, they wouldn't make it a night, even a couple hours. Without the cops would tell you, they would be like, hey, listen, got a rapist coming in, make sure he's out of my dorm and within the day.
Wow.
He'd give you orders.
Right.
He would be, you know, he would go to the bathroom and he would look at a few people and he'd go to the bathroom, you know, whatever happened with people getting cut, stabbed, or just beat up with locks or that was a big one.
Jesus. So,
it looks
like you cut yourself shaving and slipped in a shower at the same time.
Right. He'd go to take a leak and come out leaking.
He would look at... Say that again?
No, we're just making jokes on that, but it's pretty horrible.
Oh, man. It's serious. I don't know how he's going to live because he has a lot of money. Like you said, I heard you say that he's going to probably pay people to protect him. And,
right.
If he's smart.
But that only will get him so far, you know, that all that money, someone's going to get to him somehow or someone get him a loan. It's it's a messed up situation he's in, and he deserves it if he really did abuse those children.
What's the worst thing you saw happen to someone there?
Well, I was sitting on the phone, and someone took, you have phone time, like phone slot time, like 8:30 to 9, 9:30 to 10, you know, so you get that half hour, like you either fight for it or you pay for it, whatever it is, the case. But somebody took somebody's phone time and they cut his face open with a can top.
Oh.
And then the next day, that same person who cut him, the guy wore something over his face so we didn't see it. And he took I don't even know what it was, and he cut him up like a Thanksgiving turkey right on his throat.
Killed him?
I don't know. I hope not, but...
You saw he was in bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like hamburger meat on his throat.
Gotcha.
Over phone time.
Damn.
But that's everything you got there, you know?
It's, right.
Yep, be considerate.
No, but it becomes a commodity that you're willing to kill a human over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that some people don't, their family can't see them. That's the only contact for family.
Right.
Girlfriends, and that's some serious stuff. And like you said, there's codes up there. Like if you steal somebody's stuff, you're the same thing as a rapist. They're going to get to you. If you're a rat and you tell on somebody, they're going to get to you. It's like it's a lot. Respect goes a lot long way there. Like, if you don't have no respect, you won't make it.
Jesus. And what are you doing now for a living?
Right now, I'm doing plumbing.
Good for you.
I'm on my way to work right now.
Excellent, good. Man. Excellent.
Good. Nice trade.
Man, I'm doing good and keeping it that way. Still on parole. But I'm doing everything I got to do, so everything's going smooth. I got out this year.
Good. Well, good luck to you.
Good.
Definitely.
Yeah, good luck, brother. Stay out.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we got to hopefully Bill Cosby doesn't get killed in there, but you never know. Something might happen.
I hear you.
The way he says it.
Gotcha.
You never know. No. It might slip in the shower.
Exactly. These things can happen.
A lock might fall on his head.
Whoops. Several
15,
times.
15 times.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, brother.
Have a good day.
You too, man. Thank you.
You. Chaz and AJ Sports Buzz are powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
Okay. Bill Belichick really does think of everything. More and more mic'd up audio is being released from the Super Bowl. And this is before the game even started. He's already got a problem with the officials.
John. Now, we're closing the roof, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be closed right at kickoff. What does that mean? How about before kickoff?
No. They wanted to try to time the kickoff with the Oculus closing. I'm going to delay it a little bit. I would prefer that the roof be completely closed.
Because there's a wind factor now that...
As soon as the flyover goes...
So the game hasn't even started. The roof is open because they're going to do this big flyover. It's going to be this whole cinematic moment they're going to put on TV. Bill Belichick doesn't care about any of that. He's like, there's a win factor. We got to kick this football. That roof better be closed before we kick it.
Right.
Right. Right. And it sounds like he's almost pointing at a piece of paper. This says it's going to be closed at kickoff.
Yeah. Right, right.
What time is that? Wouldn't that be before kickoff?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And where's that salad ordered? At a chef's salad.
Let's start with this one. The Hartford Yard Goats baseball team announced they will go peanut-free this upcoming season.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Allergies?
Allergies? Really? So because one kid has a peanut allergy, the rest of us have to suffer? The rest of the nut-eating world has to suffer because one kid... Just don't give the kid peanuts.
How many games did you go to, AJ?
Put the kid in a bubble wrap outfit and put him over in left field or something like that.
Give him some peanuts. Oxygen.
Right, have a peanut-free section.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Like the smoke-free section. Have a peanut-free section. Right. No nuts over here.
I'm sorry. Peanuts do seem to go with baseball.
They do.
There's a whole song
about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Give me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
What's, yeah.
It wasn't written in 2010, though.
Yeah. You know?
It's been around for decades.
Come on. It builds character.
It's tradition.
It's the seventh inning stretch. So do they do the seventh inning stretch?
Yeah.
At Dunkin' Donuts State? Well, they're gonna. What are they going to do?
They're going to say, give us some Cracker Jack.
Seventh inning.
But Cracker Jack is peanuts in it also. So
what's
they can't
that?
Say, they can't do Cracker Jack either.
No.
That's got nuts in it, too.
Yeah.
You can't even tell the kid here, have a Snickers.
So
no.
Are you going to replace the words to the seventh inning stretch?
Right.
At Dunkin' Donuts Stadium?
Yeah, put get your kid out of the ballpark now.
Get some gluten-free.
They just play it like on the keyboard and like no one sings it.
No, people sing along.
Right.
Everybody people sing,
sings
along. You got
it. I'm right. saying people will sing along, but like they're not like encouraging people to. Maybe.
Right, they're not telling you what the words are.
See, back in the old days when you had some sort of allergy, they gave you more of it to have your body build up a temporary system against it, you know? Just give this kid more nuts.
Yeah, it is interesting that we're dealing with this new phenomenon of, you know, everyone's allergic to everything.
Yeah.
By just saying, can't have it.
Exactly.
I like that AJ's so mad about a ballpark he's never been to.
I was there a couple times.
Were you?
No.
Yeah.
In Harvard?
Yeah.
For what?
I had to do the appearances there.
What appearances?
We had to do, I think, for Dunkin' Donuts over there. It was also another thing going on. I forget what it was, but I was there. I was only two or three times.
Did you eat peanuts while you were there?
I was never there.
Did you watch a baseball game?
Look, the issue here is that because one person has a peanut, have a peanut-free area.
Right.
I agree.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. What if people start getting allergic to hot dogs?
Exactly, or air.
How does that not happen? No one's allergic to hot dogs.
Right. Because what's in it actually kills them.
It's fake and stuff.
It kills anything.
All those nitrates, man, wipe it out. We're good.
Because wouldn't that be, now you'd see people get upset.
Right.
Wait.
No hot dogs?
No hot dogs?
I'm sorry. That's un-American. It's in the songs. You know, the Chevrolet commercial.
Greg in East Hampton.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yep.
I understand that Dunkin' Donuts Park is trying to reword the song so that the Cracker Jacks and Peanuts is taken out of it.
Are you serious?
No.
They're,
nah,
having, a, they're this... having a contest. They're having a contest.
This is brilliant.
This is something AJ should get into. AJ does good parodies. Have him make a song and get your kid out of the park.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if we can take this type of language, though.
Get your kid out of the park.
Get this kid out right now.
Wow.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Give me my peanuts and screw you guys.
I don't understand this thought process here. Are there that many families not going to the ballpark because there's peanuts there? Right. Are you losing that much business?
Seriously. What's not going to ban, like, you know, like Reese's peanut butter commercials because your child may see that and want it? Come on.
Oh, boy. You know what?
Peanut butter
as
commercials.
As crazy as that sounds now, you can fast forward 10 years and you're right on the money.
Mm-hmm. My child saw a Skippy peanut butter commercial and he got a rash.
Yeah. You try to tell someone 15 years ago, they're going to ban peanuts at a baseball park.
Right.
You'd be like, ha,
or that Bill Cosby's in prison.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Or OJ's free.
All of those things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Donald Trump's president.
What a world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Imagine waking up out of a coma now. What the
Holy
hell happened?
Crap.
Bruce Jenner's a woman?
Put me back in a coma.
That's right.
What the hell happened?
What happened?
How long was I out?
What did you guys do?
Wow.
Yep.
Chris from Clinton.
Yes, sir. One of our local TV stations announced yesterday they were actually looking to change the words to the song at Dunkin' Donuts Park.
Then just sing a different song. Don't even change the words to the song. Just sing, you know, we're all a bunch of wuss bunnies.
Well, no, this is what's happening.
Much.
Like, we'll take a tradition, and then now we need to twist the tradition. So,
So no one's offended.
Right. Right. Baseball is the sport that's just dripping in tradition.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we don't need the peanuts and we don't need the song. We'll just change it.
In the old days, they put you on a boat and told you, go find a new land. Pilgrims, actually, you know, they couldn't take nuts.
Get out of here.
Right. Get out of here. Get out of here.
That's right. The people who got on the Mayflower and those ships.
Yeah.
They were just so pissed at how things were. They're like, we are out of here. I don't care if we die trying to find another place.
Right. We may like float up to the edge of the earth, but hey.
Right.
We're gonna
we don't
take a
know
chance.
What's going to happen.
We're going to take a chance.
It'll be better than this place.
We're going to take a chance.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
I'm telling you. You got to learn to say no now. You got to stop it now. It's like a cancer. You got to cut that cancer out before it spreads to the rest of the body.
It's too late, really.
No, it's never too late. They're in stage three right now, but damn it.
There's always hope.
There's always hope.
It's too late.
Someone says, I'm offended. Tell them, shut the F up. Sit down and have a hot dog and some peanuts.
No, that's the thing, though. We can't do that.
Why can't you? You know why? Because everybody's like, oh, I'm too afraid to say something. Oh, my God. I'll be ostracized.
Everybody caters to those who are offended.
Exactly. In the old days, they would have said, shut the hell up. Get out of here.
It's upside down land.
It is.
Right?
So it is.
We're turning everything upside down for the 5%.
Right. The 95% need to rise up and to run and say, screw you. Sit down and shut up.
Right.
Thank you.
Do people actually even just eat peanuts at a baseball game, though, anymore?
That's not even the first thing I go for.
I would never go for just peanuts.
I want the hot dog. I want a beer.
Well, this is the thinking behind that. All right.
Nachos.
One, free publicity, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know it's going to hit every news cycle.
And it has.
And then, two.
Help us write a song.
Is anyone not going to go because they don't have peanuts?
You should go just.
You bring your own.
Yeah.
They won't let you in.
Everybody should dress as peanuts.
They're going to go through everything in your bag?
They already do.
You know what they should do? Everybody go dress as Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
No, dress as peanuts and rise above.
If you're trying to bring a bag or purse or something into a stadium, any stadium now, they go through it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's that fake security check where they make you, it's just enough to make you feel like they're looking.
Yeah.
Please, if people can smuggle drugs onto planes and into prison, a mom can get peanuts in that game.
They should have a
How
night.
Bad does she
That's
going to
be
peanuts.
Our child. All right. So as soon as that place opens, we're going to send one of our street people in, like Street Pete. He seems like he should be a prison guy.
I don't like this idea at all.
He's going in with peanuts.
I don't like
go,
it at
see?
All.
All right.
He's Why on not? Mission.
Nut man.
Yeah.
Right. They should have a night where anything goes. You can drink beer. You can drink alcohol and whiskey. You can smoke if you want to. You can eat nuts.
Right.
You know,
outside,
you can smoke a dube in the
Can't
stands.
Anymore,
all that
I
good
stadium.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Just
going to
call Taking Back America night. I'm going to sit there smoking my joint, eating a big peanut
no,
butter
not
sandwich.
A joint, because that was really never a thing. But like going, right. You could smoke a cigar watching a game.
Very
eating some
nice.
Peanuts.
Hey, baseball players used to smoke cigars while they were playing back in the day.
Babe
Ruth had a big stogie hanging out while he's warming up the plate.
That's right.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Let's get back.
Let's
do they still do chewing tobacco?
We need testosterone and cojones in this country.
That's right. Is chewing tobacco allowed?
No. Now they chew bubble gum.
Did they really?
They chew bubble gum.
I think you can get penalized for chewing tobacco, yes.
Yes.
Penalized.
Yeah, penalized. Yeah.
Penalized.
No, trust me, they have no penal.
Some people
they have no penal anymore.
Maybe not the fans, but the players can.
That's something.
Hmm.
I'm telling you. You guys are telling people, shut up now.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
But isn't it weird that this peanut allergy is really becoming a thing? It used to be like you knew someone who knew someone who had the allergy.
I never
knew
someone.
And now everybody knows someone with a peanut allergy.
I never knew anybody like that growing up in my life.
Me
never.
Neither.
I was the weird kid. I was allergic to milk.
Like, I heard stories.
My mom gave me milk and I got out of it.
When I was in my 20s, maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
That, like, somebody went to a birthday party and had a cupcake and then just died.
It was a really bad cupcake.
It's a horrible story to hear.
There was a ring in it.
And, like, you know, my ex was allergic to wheat. You know how much stuff wheat is in?
Everything.
Everywhere we went.
Right.
And then we'd get a waitress over at the table. And this is before allergies were a thing.
Yeah.
Right? This is way before. And, you know, you could tell if the person's writing it down, interested, not interested.
Right.
And I know there's trouble coming.
Yeah.
And if they're the anxiety of, like, oh, we're just trying to have a meal, and now someone can die, and you don't care. Like,
right.
You don't get it. I think people now, the wait staffs, they understand, you know, how serious
Oh,
it is.
Yeah. Take it really seriously.
I wouldn't
now.
Even want to be a wait staff right now. I'd be like, oh, you could cater this peanut eating.
Agent would kill everyone.
Peanut eating person over here. I'd be like, yeah, more nuts. There you go.
Yeah, okay, great. We're going to make a special meal just for you.
Right.
Because you could die.
Yeah, you do realize it's pecan pie, right? You know what a pecan is? It's a nut!
Chris in Middletown.
Yeah, AJ, put your I Love Nuts t-shirt on and go protest.
There you go, see? There you go, see? Wear yours also, man. Thank you.
We know you got that t-shirt.
Like the tattoo you have on your arm.
All right, thank you.
What are you trying to do there?
I think Michelle in Hamden has a solution to this problem.
Everybody just go nuts?
Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
Good, thanks.
So they have an alcohol-free section in a lot of the places, like the Meadows, like when you go to a concert. And I think the baseball stadiums have that too, an alcohol-free section. They could put that as peanut-free and alcohol-free.
See, there you go. We suggest that. Nut-free area.
Call it a family-friendly section.
Right.
No booze, no peanuts.
Just call it
no nuts. Right.
Yeah.
That won't be enough for these people, though.
No.
Because, you know, the peanuts will be in a kitchen that could cross-contaminate with something else.
Right. I saw a peanut.
So you'd have to have two different kitchens.
Yeah.
It'd be
See, personally,
which they do,
I
right?
Would,
they have various stands.
I imagine
yes. If I were a parent with a peanut allergy child, I would pack my own food. I wouldn't even trust a kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Little homework.
No, but you know what'll happen? Yeah. That sounds like a good idea. It's like smoking. There was a non-smoking section and a smoking section, and then before you know it, there's just non-smoking.
Yeah. Right. We don't smoke in Hawaii at all.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Right. Thank you, Michelle.
Take care.
Gotta say no.
So the way Major League Baseball handles is they just have set games on their schedule that are peanut-free.
Really?
That's it. So we, like, these games only.
Oh, and, like, they wipe everything down.
Nutless night.
So excited to have this guy in studio. He's been on the show multiple times, but first time in studio.
Yep, look at that.
Jim Florentine.
Yay! It's good to be here, man.
Yay! We got Florentine. Yay!
You think that show would be on the air today?
No. Nope.
With everything going on?
Nope. Nope.
No way.
Nope.
Yeah, you have a Yankers in the title. Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's not that. It's that voice.
Oh, I know.
It's everything.
Yay! Yay! Oh, there's a lot of...
It makes a smile.
The most inappropriate puppets.
There'd be more people protesting outside of my comedy shows than Louis C.K. shows at this point.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like, whoo, I'm off the hook now.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, when it comes to a puppet or a cartoon, you can always get away with a little more.
Yeah.
Because they don't think it's real, which is weird.
Right. So, yeah, a lot of these guys who have, like, the ventriloquist dummy, they have the dummy say the most inappropriate stuff.
Yeah, you can't get pissed at a dummy.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dummy.
Because it's the character
thing. It's a dummy,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never say anything like that. I'm writing it for the character.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're having a fight now on the air about allergies.
Yep.
There's a baseball park in Hartford going to ban peanuts. And now we're just giving our opinion.
That's all.
People are... There's at least one person really pissed.
Right.
Is the doctor on the line? Is that person pissed at us too? Or
it's
no?
Not a doctor. He's telling a story about his doctor.
Oh, his doctor. Oh. Okay, right.
Bobby, Long Island.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all for the show. Everybody's doing a great job. I understand you're just doing a show.
Right. But?
I just wanted to share a personal experience. My regular doctor... He had a peanut allergy and would carry the pen in case he came in contact with something that was made with peanuts. He went out to, like, a meeting with a group of doctors for dinner, and he informed the chef that he had a peanut allergy. And somehow something slipped through, and he had an allergic reaction, and he passed away.
Jeez,
with
wow.
a group of doctors there.
With a group of doctors, even with the pen?
With a group of doctors and the pen.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Why?
Went into a coma and he died in 3 days.
Wow.
So it's serious, you know?
Right.
All right, no one said it wasn't serious.
No, but to change the words of a song.
All right.
You guys are doing a great job. I know you're just, goofing around.
Exactly, right.
Well, goofing around, but also making a point that can't you just have a... So we're being educated as we go along.
Yes,
here, right?
We are. Yes.
This is what happens in life.
Right, it's dialogue.
Right? Can you imagine a teacher walking into a classroom and screaming at a kid because it doesn't know a math equation? No, you teach the person.
Actually, I got yelled at all the time.
Right.
Exactly.
So I feel like people who call and complain, not you.
Right.
No, you're doing it the right way.
Exactly.
But
right.
The people who go BS on the phone to Phil and then will email our bosses, never even heard the show. There should be a qualification before you can, like, spout off on someone on the internet.
Before you throw fists at me.
You need to, like, be qualified. You know how, like, in a court case, before an expert comes up to testify?
Yes.
It's like, all right, so you're this, you're that, you have a degree in this, you have a degree in that, you've been doing this for X amount of years.
Right.
Not just some guy named Ed.
Every douchebag on the internet should have to qualify first
right.
as a person.
Nice.
Right? You're a human being that gets past this threshold. You've done this in your life. You've done that in your life. You've
right.
done some good.
Right.
You've never done any of the things that you're going to accuse me of.
Right, right.
Right? You've never told an inappropriate joke.
Like that sign for the rides.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get past this threshold before you can spout out and pontificate on what I just did.
You must achieve this much in order to ride this ride.
Yeah.
That works.
All right. Sorry, Jim.
You were saying?
And Jim comes in.
No,
I
got
a good time.
You know,
I'm going bananas.
I got an 8-year-old in school, you know, and I make his lunch every morning and stuff, and I'd love to throw a Clif Bar in his lunch, but I can't because it might be a peanut in it somewhere.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I set one in one time, and like, my teacher wouldn't let me open it, so I had to bring it back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you get a memo, or how does that
No, he happened? Just told me, he goes, look, you can't send this anymore. And I'm just like,
but I mean,
so now I got to cut them up in orange. It was so much easier to throw up.
But some folks like oranges, by the way.
Just, I go, so just go in the corner and go eat it. Bar, you know
right?
what I mean?
Right.
Just go walk away or go eat it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be like, you know, you can't smoke on campus. It's going to be peanut butter sandwiches inside of campus also. It's eaten on the outside of it.
But, like, I like how you got halfway through that and you realized you didn't have an end.
No, yeah. I didn't. No, I did. I just right. hit the mic. I was grossed out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When I go to a baseball game, I always get the peanuts.
Yeah.
You do?
Always. You
exactly.
have to.
Right.
At a baseball game, and I throw the nuts on the ground, the whatever right. shells on the ground. And
yeah,
I, you
all
know,
that's over.
Exactly.
If there's someone in front of me with a peanut allergy, I'm like, all right, well, sorry.
Right. Yeah. You know? Right. Don't yeah. breathe right now. Hang on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I grew up in smoky clubs all the time where people smoked. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Did you smoke? Were you a smoker then?
A little while, but I who knows? I might get cancer in 10 years because of that, but whatever.
It's right. Part, you know. It's part of the deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
How else am I going to pick up chicks? I'm
exactly.
going to have to
right.
go through a
right.
pile of smoke.
Yeah. Hot. Fine.
Yeah.
Yep. But to change the words of a song because of it, that's just stupid.
I understand that part more than the peanut part.
See, I'm opposite way around because it's just a freaking song, okay? I just don't sing that part of it.
No, but you can't have people singing the seventh inning stretch saying, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack
well,
when there's none of that
I've
available.
I sang that. No one person bought me a damn thing. Just means everybody's cheap.
Mr. Pat, the custodian.
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
All right, go ahead. You're on.
Good.
Good morning. I wanted to educate you guys a little bit on it as far as the school system comes. You know, being a janitor at the school and dealing with the kids in the lunch wave, what it basically is people think, oh, my kid can't bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school anymore or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. We have a table that we drop every day that's the closest towards the nurse's station in case there is a problem that the kids with food allergies, they all sit there. And, you know, that table's almost full every day. The kid could bring a friend over to sit with him so he's not, alienated that
ostracized,
he's the only
yeah.
one with food allergies. So it's not like everybody thinks where my kid can't bring this to school. He just maybe in the classroom at snack time, but in the lunchroom, kids, you could bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We have a table that we designed.
Yeah, no, I got you. How do we not investigate what happened?
Really?
How the hell is everyone allergic to everything?
Where did this come from?
Wheat.
Exactly.
Peanut butter.
Right.
It started with peanuts.
It did.
Yeah, well, no, it was years ago with the seafood and everything. You know, you got to remember that part.
Seafood.
Of it.
Yeah, my father-in-law can't eat shrimp.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, I'm allergic to healthy food, but, you know, I don't.
Exactly.
Me too.
That.
That's why you eat chips.
I'm allergic to salad.
Damn straight.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm on a pizza diet.
Yeah.
Bottom line is we clean the tables off with its own sponge and everything, and it's really not like a lot of parents used to say to me, now my kid can't bring this to school. They can, they just, a lot of them can't eat it like I heard the other guy say.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
we're gonna roll.
Yeah, man.
We've been on this for an hour.
Yeah,
now.
And thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Yep.
Appreciate it, man. Jim is at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight, tomorrow, and I was listening to his podcast, which I highly recommend, by the way. And I heard the Super Bowl one. Like, you were going, you know, all through the NFL. And
yeah.
So you think the refs are told to make calls or not make calls or look the other way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at the call in the Saints game.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was a totally pass interference and a helmet-to-helmet hit.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL obviously would rather the Rams in the Super Bowl because, you know, they're going to have a team there. the new stadium's open next year. They wanted some kind of buzz. There's still no buzz in L.A. about their football.
It's always empty.
Yeah. The Chargers especially are both going to share that stadium. So I'm just saying, like, they don't fix the games, but they throw imaginary flags on a third and long where they keep a drive going. Right. To keep the scores close.
So how would that work? Goodell would tell them directly?
I just think that it's kind of wink-wink. Like, let's, you know, look, they were down 20% their ratings the last 2 years. So this year was a lot more exciting. The games were a lot closer.
Right.
Their games were way better this year. But those imaginary flags coming out when it's 21-7 in the fourth quarter with like 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to stop them on a 4th and 10. All of a sudden, late flag comes in, and that drive's still going. Then it's 21-14. Then it goes into overtime. It's way more exciting. And the ratings were up this year because of it.
I love that the ref said he didn't see it. It was the one blown call that the entire planet saw.
Yeah, we all did.
And then, like, 2 days later, he was asked, what'd you think after you saw it? He's like, nah, I didn't see it.
They show, like, the game shows. Like, you know, they just say, everybody, like a survey going on right now and see how everybody else saw it. Boom.
Well, what about the Brady call where, you know, the roughing the passer when the guy tapped him in the chest?
Yeah.
That kept that drive going, too. I mean, it was ridiculous. It didn't even come close to his helmet.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. I mean, look, the games were more exciting this year. People were into it. Obviously, the Super Bowl
was. What did you think of the Super Bowl?
I don't mind it.
Did you think it was boring? Or?
You know, I watch every week, so I'm watching week seven, a Jet-Dolphin game that's 13-6.
Yeah.
So to me, I just like football.
That's
so,
pain. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't particularly like the 51-45 games where there's no defense at all.
I don't either. So I like that. I like that Super Bowl. We were talking about this. I liked it because at any given moment it could change. It was one score away until that last field goal.
Yeah. I mean, it was close pretty much the whole game. Yeah. But you know, New England's going to win every year until Brady and Belichick retire. They're going to be in the Super Bowl pretty much every year. I'm a Dolphin fan, so I just accept it. I just accept it. I'm like, all right, when they're gone, somebody else will win that division.
Right.
You know, so it's no big deal. I'm not even mad at the Patriots. I don't hate the Patriots.
Right.
I'm envious of them that they get good coaching, get the best coach of all time, the best quarterback of all time.
Well, they have the trifecta. Great ownership, great coaching, and a great quarterback that are all working on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, I liked it. I mean, the halftime show everyone was bitching about, but it's like, what did you expect?
It's Maroon 5.
It's Maroon 5. Like, they're not going to start doing classic Beatles songs. Right. Then all of a sudden, going to write some amazing songs that everybody's going to love.
Right.
You know, so going in, you know, it's going to be, what do you think, if 80 people behind them dancing like every other, you know, pop act,
is that
was going to make it better?
Yeah, really.
You know, doing some goofy moves that Paul Abdul did in 1991. It's the same moves.
We got to talk about Adam Levine, too.
Oh, yeah.
Jim met Adam.
Oh, Dave.
Yes. Chaz and Dan in the morning.
With his shirt on.
He had a shirt on?
Point that part out, yeah.
But did he have a shirt on when you left? That's the question.
Find out.
I didn't even know he was Jim Florentine when I heard that voice. Yay!
Yay.
I got mail!
Exactly.
You got mail? Yay!
I had no idea.
All that stuff was real, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's a real call.
Yeah, we made prank phone calls, recreated them with puppets. We just get a list, like if we were going to call a post office, someone would do some research and we'd have like 30 post office phone numbers in front of us. And we go in the recording studio and we just keep dialing out until we got somebody and got a good call where someone got agitated. And then we'd have to call them back and say, hey, you want to be on the show and all that stuff.
Right.
Nice.
We used to do that, too.
Yep.
So you make a million calls.
Yep.
And then you use the one good one.
The
so
one good one.
It takes hours and hours.
That they suggest to.
Now you can't call someone, then get their permission.
No.
You have to get their permission first.
Yeah, yep. Like that's a good prank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hey, listen, we're going to prank you. You ready?
Right.
You know.
Act surprised. Yeah.
Be mad.
Right.
That's why I don't understand some of these shows who do that, because you know it's set up.
Yeah.
You can't just prank someone and then have them sign a piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah. But that stuff was hysterical. What came first, the puppets or the crank calls, and then they put the crank calls to the puppets?
Yeah, the calls came first, and then they built like a whole set around the puppets.
Like you were putting albums out, right, with these calls on them?
Yeah. I had these CDs out where I was messing with telemarketers, and they heard my stuff. Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla was their show at the time.
Right.
So I was just, you know, I was just some low-level comic, and all of a sudden, like, hey, man, we like your calls, want you to be on the show. And I was doing that special ed character on my call, on my CD, and they're going to make a puppet out of this guy. I'm like, really? All right.
Cool.
Right. I'm in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the show really took off. At first, it wasn't. It was kind of like, you know, underground, and no one was really into it. But Eminem pretty much became a fan of the show and brought this thing whole. You know,
is that what happened?
See that?
Yeah. He went on like the MTV Movie Awards, I guess, when 8 Mile came out, or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and,
8 Mile, yeah.
And he did like a whole special ed imitation when he won his award. And people were like, what is going on? And then he wanted to be on the show. And then we're in Detroit doing calls with him.
Nice. Holy crap.
And then we did the me and him did the MTV Music Awards, where he beats the special ed puppet up at the podium.
Oh, crap. I missed all that. Well, I have a lot to watch this weekend.
Yeah, seriously.
It was great. So Eminem was a huge fan of the show.
What was he like to work with?
He was great, man. Like, you know, we had to fly to Detroit to his, because that's the only, like, TV show he watched. He bonded with his daughter over it, we found out.
Okay.
And she's like, Dad, I want you to be on that show. So basically they made one call and they go, and Eminem was always doing prank calls on his earlier albums, too.
Wait, now, did you think when Eminem called, you were being pranked? It's like, yeah, sure, Eminem's on the phone.
Yeah, get on the phone.
Well, we heard a rumor that he was a fan.
That would be the ultimate prank.
It's not funny.
No, he actually did afterwards. He was a big fan of Special Ed. I became friendly with him, and he had my cell phone number, so I was friends with his manager, and he would prank call me all the time, and he would do that Special Ed, and I knew how he did it. It was a little off, but he kept calling me all the time, and I pretended I didn't know who it was because I want him to keep calling me.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, who is this? This is awful. This is a terrible impression. And I knew it was him.
Right, he's getting a kick out of it.
It always came from a block number, right, and I knew it was him. And I was like, yeah, this is terrible. You calling again?
Right.
And I knew it was him.
That's hysterical. Did you make money off of that character? Or?
Not really.
Not as much as you would think.
No,
right?
Comedy Central said, "Look, we need to own this character if you want to be on the show."
Yeah, that sucks.
So you got to sign that character over that I came up with. I'm like, that's, but you know, and then it was played in football stadiums, like college football stadiums. I was doing, yay, touchdown, yay, like in front of like 90,000 people.
Nice. That's nuts.
You know, and they're like,
oh,
look,
imagine that today.
Never.
No, I know.
Wouldn't
have
fly at all. No.
Oh, 90,000 people, 80,000 would go bananas.
Yep.
But if I didn't sign that character over to them, I would have never been on that show, and I would have, you know, who knows where I would have been. So I'm like, oh, fine, take it. I don't care. I'll just come up with something new.
Exactly.
Most people are like, don't do that. Because meanwhile, they go, well, just pick somebody else to be on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't care. I'm like, look, and it, you know, launched my career once that show came out.
Yeah, oh, no, that character is still, you know, we still use it.
He's very
just about every day here.
Every Friday.
Yay! Yay! It's Friday. Yay!
I got Friday.
You go, lady.
Yay!
So stupid.
I drive Jennifer crazy.
Oh, I remember you saying that.
Oh, she'll scream at me, stop it. Like, yay! She's
I remember
mad.
When that show, when that was thing was popular, like I'd be at a movie theater, like waiting in line to buy tickets, and there'd be kids in front of me doing that.
Right.
And I'm like weird. I'm like, I was gonna tell me, hey, I'm the one who does that character. Like, no, you don't.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be almost creepy.
Like people's phones would ring, and I'm like, hello, I got mail. Yay!
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I'm like, oh man, this is weird.
have you ever done it like in a drive-through or, you know? Like you go to a drive.
No, but I did have a girl when we were having sex. She wanted me to do the voice.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's wild.
She was into it, huh?
Oh,
what
yeah.
Did
nice.
You say?
Of course.
Yay.
Please.
Anything you want.
And whatever you want.
I got
you know.
Sex. Yay.
So I put 6 hours in on this. Of course, I'm not going to ruin it.
It's a big investment.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And then did she ask you what to say, or you just made stuff
No,
up?
She just said, just, you know.
Just do the character.
Sex. Yeah, do the character. Just talk to me in the special ed voice.
Wow. Nice. That's weird.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was that over works. Like 2 minutes anyway, so it wasn't like I went for an hour.
It's not two like three you had to come up with a lot of material.
Yeah, two or three times,
done. So I'm guessing you didn't say, yay, I got mail.
No.
No. Well, did you make her laugh?
Oh yeah, she was kind of laughing. I'm like, look, it's, you know, I had a break character. I go, this, you know, I don't want you to be laughing.
Right.
This isn't a time for comedy.
Right. Yeah. This is.
You know, I take this serious.
Right. Exactly. Kind of ruins the movie. You're laughing while I'm doing it.
Yay! I got girl.
Yay!
Yay!
I have sex. Yay! Yeah.
Dawn had something weird happen to her, right? Office Dawn.
Yes. Oh, big time.
Because I feel like that's weird. Like when someone asks you to do a character during sex, that's kind of a weird thing. What did she have happen?
So the thing that happened recently.
Yeah. Is she here now?
She should be here,
Let's see if we could bring her in. Jim Florentine's in studio. He's at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight and two shows tomorrow, 7 and 9. Two shows, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purplefuels.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yay!
I got to play Jim Florentine's call because we had him here. It's like a national Jim Florentine holiday.
Make it official.
Yeah. I remember the first time we had him on and I did that over the phone. Remember, he said, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was like, I walked around thinking that
yep.
for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yay!
Cloud 9.
It's like, I got mail.
Yep.
It's like having a rock star tell you, hey, you got a pretty good voice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, yep. You can really play guitar.
Yeah, it's like playing Zeppelin, and then Jimmy Page comes up and said, that was awesome.
Or how'd you do that? That's even cooler.
Teach me your ways.
I got mail. Yay! I got mail. Yay!
Okay.
You've got mail.
I got mail. Yay! Yay! I got mail. 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 Yay!
That was long.
Did you hear me? That I got mail.
Yes, you got mail.
I do.
That's great.
It's amazing.
I do.
He went probably 10 more times than he should have, right?
Oh, my God.
And then the long, yeah!
How did he not pass out?
Yeah, I know.
Pretty good.
I was like, just thinking
right.
It.
Right. I do.
Did you hear me? I would love to see the look on the guy's face when he's on the phone.
Right.
What the hell's going on?
What do I do? He's just like sitting there like.
I can't hang up without knowing what's going on. Yeah.
Can't hang up.
No. Well, at this point, it's like, well, I got to hear what happens now.
Yeah.
Now my curiosity's totally piqued.
Can I help you with something? Right. I got mail. Yay.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Such a friggin' classic.
Yep. Never gets old.
Oh, no, it hasn't for me. I don't know how many years it's been, but I do it every night to Jennifer, like as we're laying down in bed.
Every night.
And then she'll yell at, well, she'll laugh, and then she'll say, stop it.
Right.
Because I'll repeat everything she says.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
No, stop it. Yay. Well, Jennifer.
That show was first on the air in 2002.
So. Wow.
Somewhere in the early to mid 2000s.
I've been doing it ever since.
And I'm sure that pillow in your face afterwards just a coincidence.
Dumbass News. Chaz and AJ. 99.1 PLR.
Yeah, if I never make it in one morning, it could be, my last words were, yeah!
I was worried this morning. I'm like, oh my God, she finally did it.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR. What's going on over there?
I'm like too tall for the microphone. I'm not.
Too tall for this mic.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So the Grammys are Sunday, they've made a lot of mistakes over the years. The famous one is Jethro Tull wins Best Metal Performance over Metallica.
Yep. Yeah.
Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits wins over Beatles' Revolver.
Right.
But I have five of my favorite examples today of Grammys' biggest mistakes.
Oh. Right. Like having a show, for example.
So they don't even give the awards out anymore. They do like four awards on the show. It's all performances now. Better, but like no performances this time that I'm even interested in at all.
Wow.
So here you go. Number five. Now let's think about 1984, right?
Okay.
It's a huge music year defined by a few artists. Van Halen, for example.
Right.
Not nominated for Album of the Year. Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. Nominated, doesn't win.
Wow.
Prince, arguably should be the winner for Purple Rain that year. Doesn't win.
Wow.
What wins Album of the Year? Lionel Richie Can't Slow Down.
Oh.
Really?
So that's the one with All Night Long on it?
Yep.
But like, is that a better album than Purple Rain?
No. He was everywhere, though, Lionel Richie.
But I would think, so Springsteen, Prince, or Van Halen, like that. It seems like a mistake. If they could go back in history, that's one they should fix.
No, but this goes back to, like, he was the darling of all those voters or whatever, because him and Michael Jackson did We Are the World, and,
Yep.
So you think it's fixed? The fix was in for Lionel Richie?
Oh, yeah, all of this.
Once you feed people, they're yours.
Number four is from 2001. So in 2001, Radiohead made one of their masterpiece albums called Kid A. Eminem was the biggest artist in the world, and he released his biggest album called Marshall Mathers LP.
Right.
But the album of the year goes to Steely Dan. Two Against Nature from Steely Dan. 20 years past their prime.
Yeah, that album no one cared about.
No one
cared about.
They were actually Rusty Dan back then, but yeah.
So Steely Dan didn't win when they mattered. So the Grammy Awards say like, we screwed up in 1980 when Asia didn't win, so we got to give this to them now.
Right, that was their Al Pacino Scent of a Woman.
It's exactly that.
Right. Yeah.
1992, best rock song. This is a no-brainer, right? You have two real choices. Jeremy from Pearl Jam or Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana. The songs that mattered the most in that decade, right?
Yeah.
Neither win. Your winner is Eric Clapton's acoustic version of Layla.
Oh, wow.
20 years again after the real version mattered.
Right.
So that I remember that Grammy show, Clapton played, and then he plays, goes off stage. They announce him as the winner. He comes out, and this had happened three times already. Someone played.
And then they
win. And then they won the award. And he goes, oh, I guess you play a song, you win something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember that show.
Yeah. Way to go, clap.
Number two, 1970. So the album of the year nominees in 1970 are Crosby, Stills, and Nash, self-titled. Doesn't win. An amazing album, too. Like, should win. Beatles, Abbey Road. Seems like that would be the winner. Not the winner. Johnny Cash, Live from San Quentin. Also a great one. Doesn't win. The award goes to, for Album of the Year in 1970, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Jesus.
Really?
So I'm sure, AJ, you love Spinning Wheel or whatever that song
because
is.
Because I've always come down, yeah.
But that's like, a massive,
that's a
massive
huge
mistake.
Error.
Massive.
Even they said you guys screwed up.
And number one is my favorite, 1981. So, you know, I've mentioned multiple times on the show my love for yacht rock. Christopher Cross wins Album of the Year for his self-titled album, which is the one with Sailing and Ride Like the Wind on it, right?
Right, right, right.
But he beats The Wall. He beats Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Jesus.
Now, he also beats Billy Joel Glass Houses, which you could argue is a better album, too.
Yeah.
But I think that's the biggest mistake of them all. Like, How does Christopher Cross beat The Wall?
Right.
Like, how does that happen?
How does it happen?
Right. So, think about that Sunday. Everything that wins will be wrong.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and now it's all performances. So not a lot of people going to be winning. Right.
So you got to like go online and look how everything's wrong.
And they don't even have a comedian hosting anymore.
No.
Now, what's her face?
Alicia Keys.
No.
It's Alicia Keys hosting. Alicia Keys. And the Oscars doesn't have anybody hosting because everyone's afraid to host everything.
Yep.
That's right. What it is. So everybody's got to play it straight because they all don't want to get in trouble.
Right. Don't ask your phones, folks.
All right. That's my list.
I will not be watching Sunday.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thank you, Keith.